Freddie, just picture this. I'm in Fitness First in Clapham J, just doing some deadlifts. You know how it is. And I look across the old gym floor, as I call it, the dance floor, and I see Chloe Madeley. She's working out as well. I beckon her over because I know her, because she's a wife of my best friend James Haskell. I ask if she can spot me, and she asks me what I'm doing later. And I just say, more lush, more lush, more lush, more lush. More lush, more lush. More lush, more lush, more lush, more lush. More lush, more lush. She says, if you want to be in really good shape, you shouldn't really drink that much because it's unnecessary calories. But I say, mates, it's Friday night. It's time to go out. So forget what you think. It's all about more lush, more lush, more lush, more lush. More lush, more lush. More lush, more lush, more lush, more lush. More lush, more lush. All of a sudden, all the PTs in Clapham J Fitness First realised that the magician, the CEO, the chief chat officer is in their gym working out. They come over, they want tips, they want to know if I can provide them with any clients. But I said, listen guys, it's all about more lush, more lush, more lush, more lush. More lush, more lush. More lush, more lush, more lush, more lush. More lush, more lush. By that time, everyone is just so pumped to go out with me. So they shut the Fitness First early, get rid of all the weef nuts, just doing, you know, the rowing machines and the running machines. And we all head out and get absolutely steamboated.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 3 of the RigBiz Podcast Series 3. Thank you so much for your kind words about Mr. Lang last week. I am joined, as always, by the most fashionable man in full Beaufort and Blake kit. I can see Mr. Archie Gersons. How are you doing, sir?
Mate, I am good. I've got to say, we're playing bloody well this season. If we were actually playing in a competitive podcast league, then we'd probably be top of it.
Well, mate,
the chat has been phenomenal.
I completely agree.
Especially from this side over here.
All right, mate. Well, we've got a lot of comments.
I would say, mate, you've been fairly consistent, but, you know, if, you know, being captain of this podcast team, you know, I'd probably take you aside and say, you know, you can give me at least another 20%. Well, I'd say, just give the ball to me, or, you know, in this case, give me the microphone and let me just banter on.
Well, mate, talking about...
Imagine if this podcast is just me, like, doing everything. It'd be C.H.T.
Well, mate, talking about a good performance, did you watch the Wasps Exeter final over the weekend?
Yes, mate. Went with the boys to the pub, chopped a lot of beers outside Lash again, which, got to be honest, is some of my favourite Lash. Well, I do enjoy a good side, like, outside Lash. And, well, yeah, the rugby was awesome, mate. Exeter, you know, they played bloody well. I would have loved to have been on the bus with those boys back, just getting on it.
Getting loose.
From Twickers to Exeter. Whoa, mate. Well, the beers would flow.
Talking about getting...
They do like a naked bus. I reckon they did a fair amount of bum funnels.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. But talking about getting loose on the rugby field, something which sadly didn't come to fruition was the Barbarians game. You were meant to be playing,
I think if it had gone ahead, I think I was going to be drawn in, yeah. I spoke to Rory Lawson, and they were looking at me coming in and filling a gap. And I did say, look, we could probably put together a pretty strong Clapham Falcons team. I mean, I would have loved the opportunity to have a crack at old Faz. I'd have gone straight for him.
Well, mate, of course you will. You hate him. But one person who you...
Mate, I don't hate him. I just, it would have been an opportunity for me to teach him, you know, the sweet science of rugby.
It was quite sad to not see that go ahead, but I mean...
I had a really nice suit prepared, which I'd have walked into Twickenham, you know, with. And I imagine Sky Sports would have given me some quite good sort of chat. But yeah, there he is, the CEO, Clapham, the magician. Really excited to see what he can do on the big stage. And, you know, I imagine they would have caught up with me before the game and, you know, ask how, you know, I would have felt great out there. I would have felt, you know, no fans. Obviously, I would probably play better with, you know, Twickenham being full. But, you know, fans, no fans. You know, give me the ball. I'll make things happen. Hence why they call me the magician.
I heard that you may have been one of the guilty parties in luring Robshaw and some of the lads out for Lash. Is there any truth in that?
Mate, no comment. But what I will say is they're rugby boys, you know, Chatshaw, you know, friend of the show. You know, he wanted to spread his wings. Fair enough. I think they headed to the ship. And what I can say is, I know the ship is COVID secure. They don't let riffraff in there. You know, they didn't let Northerners in there, so there would have been no COVID. I'm sure they were COVID-free.
So you're saying they could have actually gone ahead with the game because
they could have played. But the laws above, you know, wherever, whoever's, you know, running that show, it's a shit show.
Good night, though?
Mate, no comment. No comment.
Oh, come on.
No comment, mate. No comment.
Okay. Well, talking about somebody who's had their sort of life...
It was, mate. I imagine if I was there, which I'm saying I wasn't, it would have been bloody good fun.
Well, mate...
And if I was there, which I wasn't, there would have been a few Jaeger bombs going down, a few toothbrushes, a few bum funnels, and a shitload of banter.
But you weren't there?
No. Okay. No. It wouldn't suit me, because it was in the week, and you know me, mate. I don't like going out in the week.
Well,
but if I was to go out in the week, mate, which I wasn't, then it would be a Barbarian's Lash.
Okay. Well, this is we'll let our listeners decide on what really did take place. But one thing...
No, I just want to say categorically, I wasn't there.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I was, it would have been a bloody good lash and probably worth the fact that Barbarian's game was called off.
Well, mate,
it would have been a good send-off for old Chatshaw. But I wasn't there. I just want to say, I was tucked up in bed, chewing on a grenade bar.
Well, talking about somebody who's had their life impacted by sort of loose nights out and big rugby lash is our guest on the podcast today, Madame Chloe Madeley, Haskins Mrs., the Fridge's Mrs.
Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she beautiful?
What is going
Isn't
on?
She wonderful?
Did you guys...
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful?
Did you guys...
Isn't she spectacular?
Come on, Archie, back a Sorry. Message. Come on.
Yeah. No, she's great. She's a great gal. And like I've always said, I'm really happy that her and the Fridge are together. Two really good friends with blue ticks that, you know, I'm a big fan of, and I know they are really big fans of me.
Is there any truth in the rumours that you guys actually used to have something going on back in the day?
Look, what I will say about it is we have enjoyed a squat rack together once or twice before.
Well, should we get
That's
her on?
That's all I said. Let's get her on. I cannot bloody wait.
Well, Archie, I've got some incredibly exciting news. Beaufort and Blake are back.
Of course they bloody
Double
are.
Double B-O-B. Yeah. Beaufort and Blake are back.
Mate, our listenership will now, pretty much everyone who listens to this podcast will be wearing Beaufort and Blake.
Well, mate, I'm not surprised. It's incredible.
If Beaufort and Blake were a watchmake, they would be Rolex.
Yeah. Classy, timeless, and elegant. Yeah.
And you can probably sell on their products in a couple of years' time and they would have put on a bit more in price.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Well, in the build-up to Christmas...
This Q-Zip, I'll probably sell in 10 years' time, and it would have doubled in price.
So you're saying it's like investing in art, almost?
For me, Beaufort and Blake are a brand that you would invest in, and I am looking at part of AC Limited, we may be investing in them, because what I can see, you know, from wearing their products, like you said, they're timeless.
They are timeless. And,
I hope the listeners have taken or heeded my advice from last week and gone out and bloody bought some stuff.
Well, I think they have done, but should we remind them what they need to do? Because you said, you made a promise. I don't know if you were slightly out of it, but you made a promise.
No, I wasn't out of it. I hope they're going to buy the boxer shorts, take a picture of them in like a really banterous pose, send it in to me, and the best picture will bring them on the final episode of the podcast.
Okay, so should we do sort of a hashtag, double B banter maybe? Triple B. Maybe it's triple B.
Just triple B.
Okay, so hashtag triple B. Upload your photos of you and Beaufort and Blake boxers, and the best photo...
Banter, balls, and boxers.
We will get on the podcast, the final pod of the year, the series finale, when we've got our Christmas number one. You guys will come on and spend some time with the mayor of Clapham, the CCO, the CEO, whatever you want to call him, the magician. He will be with you.
And you can put that on your CV. I'll be a reference on your CV.
Can you just tell the listeners quickly how important it is to have a change up of clothing when the season's changed?
Look, I've said it before.
But you know, the clocks went back on Sunday. We're now in autumn. We're now autumn-winter.
Okay, so this is the time now to invest in a Q-zip, okay? Mm-hmm. It is imperative for your needs when you're going to city. You wear a Q-zip under your suit. Sometimes when I'm on the tube, I wear a Q-zip over my shirt, under my blazer, and it's a strong look. You can wear it to business meetings and you'll get a lot of respect. Just use... go on, just use the RigBiz 15, or like I said last week, use Banter 15.
No, mate, that doesn't work, Banter 15. So some people did message me saying they tried it. It doesn't work.
I think that I tried it a few times, and I thought third time lucky, but it didn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
But I'm lucky. I get a lot of it free because I'm an influencer.
Well, guys, if you want the discount, please go into the Beaufort & Blake website.
Yeah, just get it done, guys. You know, I'm sick and tired of telling people what to do. This is something that's good for them.
Okay. Well, you guys heard it straight from Archie's mouth. If you guys
right down the barrel of Banter. Boom!
Well, if you want to look better, feel better, and perform better, all you have to do is go on the Beaufort & Blake website, choose whatever you want from their incredible collection, then your autumnal collection, and in your checkout, just put in the words RigBiz15 to get 15% off your order, and just look stunning this Christmas and these winter months.
Hello.
Oh.
Chloe, how are you
finally
doing?
Finally.
What do you mean? Oh, well, yeah, actually, this is like our third attempt to do this.
Just to have the fridge's wife on the podcast is a monumentous day for us.
Well, not just the fridge's wife, Chloe Madeley, best-selling author three times over.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on.
A powerful, beautiful woman on the podcast. Just what this podcast needs.
I agree. Beauty
and
brains.
Well, I don't know. You guys are doing, pretty good, guys. I mean, I have to say the podcasts that you do with James are my favourite ones that he does, and he has a fair few.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Chloe.
Well, yeah.
Firstly, I want to say congratulations.
It's just natural chemistry between me and the fridge. We are sort of best friends now. He's overtaken Bendy as my best friend.
Yeah, apparently you guys have been talking about whether or not he's going to be your best man. Is that the chat?
Yeah. Well, last season, Chloe, I was trying to look for the one. I guess, you know, when people talk to me about you, I always say you're the one that got away. And I couldn't be more happy that you've married the fridge. But, you know, if that never happened, then I imagine me and you would be living in Clapham in a four-bed house.
Yeah, we had a good go at it, but it just wasn't our time.
Chloe, firstly, congratulations on your new podcast, by the way, Couples Quarantine. We're loving it down here in Clapham. Having spent 3 months together locked up during lockdown with the fridge, was it hard being locked up 24 hours a day, you know, with such a beautiful yet sort of aggravating specimen at times? What was your experience like? Did you guys row a lot? I mean, can you give us an insight?
Yeah, it was James and I are genuinely, we say it on the podcast and it's true, like we're quite a volatile couple. When we fight big. But we actually only had like one big fight throughout the whole of lockdown. I don't even know how long it was in the end. How many weeks were we all under house arrest for?
Well, I mean, I've been working the whole way through it, so I haven't really sort of acknowledged lockdown. I've been going into the office the whole way through, sort of pumping the economy. When you work in the city, it needs must. But I think we're in lockdown for about 10 weeks.
I'd say longer than 10. That. I'd say at least 16.
16, okay.
Yeah. I feel like it might have been longer than that too. It was amazing actually for us. We had one blowout row and I think we were really just on our best behaviour.
You were just alluding to that one big blowout, but how do you guys go about when you're locked in together? How do you guys go about rectifying big sort of blowouts, big fallouts? Is it a cheat day, take out pizza and then some misbehaving in the boudoir? I mean, how do you rectify such a thing?
In the boudoir? James generally needs space, which is not helpful because I generally need the kind of a cuddle. So it doesn't ever really end well. We always usually will go to sleep on an argument, but I know how to win him back over in the morning. If I just make him like a big fry up, we're all good. And as soon as he starts eating food and drinking his coffee, it's like the fight never happened and we're back into it again. So I learned my partner, which I feel like is a big achievement.
You'd be my dream woman. You'd be my dream woman.
You guys openly talk about your sex life in the podcast. You've said that you're an incredibly sexual person.
Just quickly, how much have you heard of the quarantine, you know, Couples Quarantine? Because they had one of our guests on there. They had the lady from Killing Kittens.
They did, Miss Emma Sale.
She really enjoyed being on our podcast, I think.
Chloe, I mean, you did say that you're an incredibly sexual person. So what was the record during lockdown for a 24-hour period, firstly? And why is it that Hask prefers making love in the afternoon?
Lockdown, we didn't have a lot of loving. James decided, like pretty much the first week of lockdown, that he didn't ever want to have sex unless it was in the middle of the afternoon, because he's not as he says, I'm not a nighttime operator. I'm an afternoon operator. So that kind of put the smack down on our sex life for the whole of lockdown, because I was like, I'm not stopping at 2 o'clock work, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, just to for you to get your jolly. So no, and I went on strike and it worked.
Well, that's actually me and the fridge are quite similar that way. If I'm having quite a stressful day in the city, I'm at my desk, you know, after lunch, I'm normally feeling sort of very sort of pent up, and I'll just go to the loos in our office and relieve myself. And I just find that then the afternoon, I'm much more productive.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a form of stress relief. So, I mean, do it. Go for it. If you've got to do it, you've got to do it. Just make sure you do it behind closed doors, yeah?
Yeah. What I like to do is I go to the loo, I take off my suit, I sort of strip down naked. I get some deep heat. That just adds to the sort of the event, and I just go hard and fast for a good solid minute, and then by that time I'm physically in pain, but I'm also emotionally drained, and then I put my suit back on, I'm back at my desk, and I can go and make 50 calls.
It sounds more like self-harm than self-pleasure.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, but that probably goes back to sort of my childhood. I don't go into too much detail, but anyone else who's having stress at work, I highly recommend having a wank with deep heat.
Yeah, did you discover that via kind of rugby rehabbing, that deep heat feel?
No, it was actually boarding school. There was a guy called Harry Onslow in the year 2 years above me when I was in third form, and that was his sort of, I suppose, punishment. He used to make us put deep heat on and relieve ourselves in front of him for his pleasure.
But solid boarding school bants, eh?
Yeah, it was actually, I saw him a couple of years ago at an old boys drinks, and actually he did say to me it was just really good banter, and I had to agree with him.
It sounds fucking hilarious, to be honest.
I highly recommend it if you're looking to sort of try something new in the bedroom. I highly recommend deep heat.
Chloe, I can imagine that you've dated and slept with mere mortals before, and before meeting Haskell. So what's it like making love to a Herculean fridge?
False advertising. He's a broken man. He can't do quite a lot in terms of maneuvering himself, because I think pretty much every joint on his whole body is ruined from rugby, but he does look good. And I think the reason why, you know, I haven't come back to you, Archie, is probably because, you know, he looked really good naked. That's really it.
I don't know when the last time you saw me naked, but I still look great. My body fat is gone down remarkably. Actually, I've got to say my calves are looking really good. But oh, wow. I have to say a lot of the girls do give me sort of similar reviews. I'm a man of missionary. That's how I like to jump on top. And just they sort of call me the vibrator at school. I don't know how many of the podcasts, you know, I like to get on top and I shiver.
Yeah.
Sort of five minutes.
Good technique.
Yeah, and a lot of girls say they get a lot of pleasure. I don't hold my body weight. I sort of lie on top and I just shiver and wriggle around, and that sort of it stimulates the whole body. It's quite intense.
Yeah. And they enjoy it, do they?
I think a lot of them have said the word they use, they normally say is this, that was really interesting, and they go, yeah, I get that a lot.
Chloe,
I can imagine.
If you had to choose one thing which you could stick with for the rest of your life, sex or working out, what would it be?
Definitely the former, because it's like you get both.
Yeah, kill two birds with one stone.
For me it is, because I married an old man, so...
talking about marrying an old man, when are we going to hear the pitter-patter of young blonde kids in the Haskell-Maitley household?
Oh, God. I mean, I don't want it enough to really push him on it, but every time I bring it up as, like, food for thought, he's like, I'd rather get a dog. I'd rather get a Lamborghini. Like, I'd rather start my own business again. Like, he's just not interested at all in having kids, and I'm not pushing him because, to be honest, I'm still kind of on the fence with the whole thing. I mean, what do you guys think about having kids?
You know, I've got, you know, my dad had me when he was 53, so I've got quite a lot of time, and I imagine the girl I end up with will probably be 20 years younger than me. So she's currently now, she'll be 13 as we speak. But right. I want kids because I feel that probably didn't fulfill my rugby ambition, and I want to produce a spawn that will go on to play England rugby. I'm not too sure, you know, like I love spending my money. To give my money away to someone else, you know, I'm not even ready for a girlfriend, you know, to be honest. I like, you know, the high life. I like, you know, having Deliveroo.
What
most
are you
nights.
Spending your money on? Where does your money go?
A lot of it I've invested in a number of built-on companies recently, I'm hoping will be quite successful. Mm-hmm. A nice clothes, you know, Chloe. I like a tight shirt, a deep V-neck. I love my jeans, my shoes.
Both of them, Blake.
And Blake are one of our key sponsors. I spend a lot on their stuff. And holidays, you know, golf clubs, holidays, watches, you name it. That's what I like to spend my money on.
No, strippers, cocaine, or we're not that kind of Ned.
I don't do drugs because, you know, semi-pro rugby player, it's not the right thing. I've got some guys I work with who enjoy that, but then again, look, I've got deep heat and wanking, so that gives me all the highs I need.
Chloe, you get to speak to a lot of celebrity couples on your podcast. What's been the most consistent and also surprising story which seems to show up in every couple's sex life?
In every couple's sex life, there's always one person who is like more, who has a higher libido than the other, and it always causes a little bit of tension between the two. But I think that's fairly normal. I think especially when it's a woman, I think women, like, we're just kind of brought up to think that men want to have sex all the time and that, you know, they have to pester us for it. So actually, I think if you're the woman in a relationship who has the higher libido, it can actually be like quite confusing and upsetting at first. Mm-hmm. So we're trying really hard to dispel that myth that women don't want to have sex and men do.
Yeah, because I mean, I've got to be honest, when I go to Infernos, I sometimes do think that a lot of the girls I meet don't want to have sex, which is quite surprising. I offer them to come back and you know, come back and watch Netflix and relax and you know, in Casa del Cousin, and they say no. But that's interesting you say that, because I never really knew that. Because that's quite interesting. Maybe they didn't like me. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. If the likes of Danny Cipriani are hanging around, that might be why you're not getting any luck.
Yeah, well, Sips is really taking the thunder from me. I mean, last season I was trying to get married, and he just goes and does it in 10 weeks. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's a grandmother. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. It's shocking. Yeah. She looks like she's in her early 20s.
Beautiful rig.
Yeah, great rig, great chef. Like, they're a good couple. They're a good looking couple. God forbid you might have some trouble at Infernos again if they have a baby. If they have a son, you ain't getting laid for a while yet.
Yeah, that's right. I better actually now make me think I should probably sort of speed up that process just in case a young Cipriani comes into Infernos. That would be deadly.
Yeah, I think by the time you're ready to meet that woman who's, you know, 20 years younger than you, it might be too late if a mini Sips is on the scene.
Right, you about. Well, Chloe, it's a shame that we couldn't get you on last series, because obviously we were trying to get Archie a wife in 10 weeks and it all fell apart quite dramatically. But obviously, as listeners will know, you're married to James Haskell, aka The Fridge. I hear that he slipped into your DMs to first get your attention. Can you tell us the story about how that came about and your first memories of dating? What was your first date? And did you know, honestly, much about the guy or not?
No. So he saw a video of me on, I think it was Twitter, doing like an Olympic lifting session.
I saw that.
And he just decided that he wanted to, like every girl that he DM'd on Twitter, he wanted to try and have sex with me. So I got the DM and I saw the blue tick, and he was like, "Hey, I saw that video of you lifting. I know the guys that I was lifting with." So I went back to them. I had another session with them. And I said, "Do you know who this guy is?" And they were like, "Yeah, it's James Haskell. He's like an England rugby player."
Yeah, legend.
And I was like, "Okay." Yeah, I didn't know. The only rugby player I knew at that time was Johnny Wilkinson, obviously. So I was like, "Okay, what is he? Is he a good guy?" And they were like, "No, absolutely not. Don't go near him." So I was like, "Right, cool." And then he wouldn't stop messaging me. So I blocked him. And then what happened, he ended up going to the same gym with these guys where they, because they worked there, and he was like, guys, you need to give me her number. And they obviously didn't say no. So then he started calling me. And then when I finally agreed to meet up with him, he told me that he would make me the face of his female supplement range. But I got there and there were no supplements. It was just him and a handlebar mustache because he's a rugby player and it was November.
Oh my God.
That's the story.
This is honestly the story of my life. And it, guys, if anyone's listening, it just shows you persistence is the key.
Commercial break. Archie, guess who is back with us?
Guess who's back once again? Guess who's back? Tell a friend. Manscape, Manscape, Manscape.
What the hell was that?
That's just, well, because we're doing this Christmas single, I'm quite in sort of the music now.
Oh, right. So you were scouting on some old like Eminem lyrics there.
Yeah, that could be our next single. That could be like the third single on the album. Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Manscaped's back. Tell a friend. Manscaped, Manscaped.
That could be the B-side, your remix.
Mate, what is their chat? They've sent us a new product.
Well, I'm going to tell you
all. This is actually fairly good. C.H.A.T. chat.
I'm going to tell you exactly.
Onside. Manscaped chat.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. So basically, they put together a new performance package, which is this incredible elite package of all their stuff, but with their brand new product, which is, and I will tell you now, the Weed Whacker.
Oh, and you just put that up near your anus.
No, please. So this is included in the new performance package, and it's called the Weed Whacker, and it's an ear and nose hair trimmer. It's waterproof, uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual blade, skin-safe tech blade, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes.
But you could put that near your arsehole and do all the hair around there.
No, because I'll tell you why. Because it also comes, the pack also comes with a Lawnmower 3.0, which I know you've been using a lot, you know, since you gave up the bread knife.
Mate.
And that actually does your ass. So your ass and your pubis.
Well,
bone.
Have a look at this.
He's leaning over completely naked and asking me if he's done his whole ass. It looks fine.
It's tricky.
It's hairless.
It's tricky, Freddie. You know, I don't have anyone at home to do that, so I'm doing it on my own.
Okay.
Pretty good job, though.
Maybe go into your room of mirrors and properly check next time. But no, that looks pretty good. But look, fellas, 79% of partners who've been polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. So why don't you get rid... I mean, I was with a girl the other day, and she was literally lying in bed pulling out my nose hair. So I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Now I've got the Weed Whacker. I don't need her.
Who's the girl?
It doesn't matter, mate. I'm not going to... What do you want to...
No. Well, no. Just I've noticed that you've been a lot more chipper lately.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Take your after ball, okay? We've got a long season ahead, yeah?
You can get the performance package now, and you also receive two free gifts, which is the Manscaped boxes and also the travel bag, which I know Archie carries around in the whole time. So that's £45. I actually worked out they're giving away...
a great pencil case.
They're giving away more than they are actually making. So they're giving you £45 worth of free gifts. They're giving you the lawnmower. They're giving you the Weed Whacker in this performance package. And also, every 3 months, they're going to send you £15 of blades for both the Weed Whacker and the lawnmower so you can keep clean and the process enjoyable. And on top of that, we're giving away 20% plus free shipping. I mean, how many things are we giving away in one package? It's ridiculous. So all you have to do is go on the UK Manscaped website and type in RigBiz20 on the website and you'll get 20% off. You'll also get free shipping and you'll get all those things included and 45 quid's worth of free kit and 15 quid's worth of free blades. You're making money on that package. That's the crazy thing.
You need to calm down.
Sorry.
And also consider, you know, applying for a job at QVC. Okay. That was impressive.
Chloe, have you ever misbehaved in a JCB digger?
That's a really good question. Have I? No, I don't think, not beyond a kiss and a cuddle. No, we've definitely had a kiss and a cuddle. James used to make me sit in the back of the digger while he I think he was digging up dirt on like Tom Wood's, I don't know, land. And that all he would do all day was just dig up big buckets of dirt and then just dump them on the left and then go to the right and then dump it on the left. And he made me sit there all day. He promised it would be fun. It was the fucking worst day of my life.
Chloe, you attended Prince Harry's wedding to Meghan Markle. Can you tell us how that invitation came about? What was the day like in general? And who got loose at the after party? Did Hask behave himself?
Yeah, James is actually incredibly well behaved. It's quite boring, but we went to how does it come about? we just got an invitation in the post. And I just remember looking at it for about 5 minutes, like, holy shit. I didn't even want to go because I just was like, this is way too much pressure for me to even handle. But James and Harry obviously are like really good friends. And he was like, we've got to go. And we went, and it was exactly what you would imagine it to be. It was just absolutely fucking bonkers. And they were like ridiculous celebrities, like celebrity names that are just like higher than A-list just everywhere. So James obviously just got his like chat on, and he just started working the room, and he was like basically flirting with Elton John for half an hour, and then would come back and was like basically flirting with Tom Hardy for half an hour, and then made a beeline for Idris Elba. And I just sat there with some of our mutual friends getting really drunk and eating wedding cake. They had the most amazing wedding cake ever. So yeah, we had very different experiences of the royal wedding, but that doesn't surprise me at all.
If only I'd been invited. I mean, that still pisses me off, actually.
I know. Why didn't he invite you?
It's because I didn't have my Instagram up on that at that time. That's why. Yeah. I look back on it. If I'd been prolific on Instagram at the time, I think I would have probably got an invite.
Yeah, probably I agree. I think you'd get on really well.
I reckon me and Haz. Yeah, definitely.
Chloe, your parents are the legendary television duo Rich and Judy. When you were growing up, due to their incredible fame, you know, they're the biggest names on TV, you were thrust into the showbiz spotlight somewhat. How did that fame impact your life when you were growing up?
That's a really good question, Freddie. That's really journalistic.
Thank you.
You honestly, that's why you're on this podcast.
I agree.
Yeah, you bring the brains, and Archie brings the brawn, right?
That's sure. The, yeah. Yeah. If only you were a woman, then we'd make the perfect couple.
It's true.
You guys would make a really good couple. Okay, so how did it affect me? I loved it when I was like little, and then a teenager. Like, I was a massive attention whore growing up, and I'm really close to my parents. I've always been really proud of them, so there was nothing not to love about it. And then when I hit my 20s, that all kind of changed. I stopped enjoying it. And I became like a really, really, really anxious person. And it wasn't until I found what I do now, which is the health and fitness thing, and I got like fully qualified and I started building my career, that my like anxiety and kind of, I don't know. I was not a very happy bunny. But then when I started doing what I do now, all of that changed. And I've been a very kind of relaxed, happy-go-lucky girl ever since, until I met James and he drives me fucking up the wall. But apart from that, life is very calm, which is how I like it.
What was the best thing to be sort of the daughter of the most famous people on TV? I mean, if you can go back to one memory, one night, one meeting.
It would be like getting to meet people. Like when you're a little girl, you like obsess over, I think the same way that little boys do with like footballers or rugby players, like, but we obsess over like female musicians. That's that's too strong a word for what they are. Female pop stars. And I was like in love with the Spice Girls, and I was in love with Britney, and like all of that whole like Christina, Beyonce, that whole era, Shakira. And I got to meet them all. And every time I got to meet them, it was just like the best day of my life. So when I look back on it, that was the best part of it. Obviously, now that I'm a bit more grown up, the best part of it was the fact that I got to go to a good school and live in a nice house in London. But at the time, it was more the Spice Girls.
did you ever meet Melinda Messenger?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
She's hot.
She's still the woman of my dreams. She once actually re-Instagrammed one of my stories. That's really made my evening. She's the one.
Chloe, why don't you chase her up on it?
Well, I think she's married, but that's actually never stopped me before. But actually, yeah, I'm gonna get back on that. Me and Melissa, I can imagine. Now, by the way, you and Fridge you'd be invited to the wedding, obviously, because Fridge would be best man. We'd have a hello wedding. It'd probably be in the Fort Boyage, where she did that amazing TV show. That's where we'd get married.
Yeah. Chloe, having had quite an exuberant and well-hydrated period of your life in your late teens and an unfortunate driving ban, what was the catalyst to trigger this new healthy lifestyle of yours and lead you to become one of the most well-known influencers in the health and well-being sector?
Influencer. What was the thing? Oh, it was my ex-boyfriend, was a bodybuilder and an actor, and he took me to the gym, and he taught me how to...
Don't know if Fridge would want us talking about the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no, it's fine. We've talked about him on the podcast before. Okay. It's fine. We get the all clear from the fridge. The fridge actually doesn't get jealous, which is highly, highly annoying, but he's very... I don't know what the word is. He's a very unthreatened kind of a man.
Yeah, when you're king of the jungle, you wouldn't. That's, you know, very like, yeah. me and Clapham, I really, you know, feel threatened. Sorry, carry on, Claire. Carry on. Ex-boyfriend.
Took me to the gym, taught me how to lift weights. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but like immediately I just was like, this is, I'm going to keep doing this now for the rest of my life, which I did. And then I was watching him like PT people. This was fucking years ago. This is 9 years ago now. I was watching him PT people, and I had like real career jealousy. Like I wanted to become a coach. So I moved back in with my parents in London, and I got fully qualified. And then I just started like door to door PTing. And at the same time, I was like simultaneously like trying to build an online business. And by the time everything kind of, the ball was really rolling, everything just kind of synced up really nicely. And I was like off. And now, yeah, it's my career and I absolutely love it.
No, fair play. I remember the first time I picked up my first pair of 20s in the gym. And I never looked back. Yeah. Never looked back.
No.
But
that you started with 20s, though. I mean, that's
too. I've got fantastic genes, and you know, yeah. I went in there and I just want to show everyone at school who was boss. I didn't bicep curl them. I was just overhead squat. But I look back on that overhead squat as one of the greatest moments, pinnacle moments in my life.
You're now a triple best-selling author, runner's friend of successful pods, and have 250,000 followers on Insta. What's the next big challenge you've got in store? I read that you and the fridge are looking to do a reality show together. How will he fit that into his schedule, especially when Archie and him are already, I think, do you have two or three shows in development?
I'm pitching quite a lot to Dave at the moment. I've got one where it's basically, you know, Kitchen Nightmares, but it's called Business Nightmares. And what happens is me and Haas go into a business and he just plays house music on a decks and I just sort out the business.
Yeah, so that's riveting it. TV.
Yeah. He's dressed in very tight clothes, and I'm dressed in a business suit, and he just plays banging music, and he's sort of like the enforcer, and I'm like the brains behind it. I'm like, right.
I think
this salesman's got brown shoes on. Get him out. That's absolutely. What I pitched that today. They're coming back to me on that.
Yeah, but have you got like kind of hooks like throughout that will keep the audience interested, or is that just it?
There's a hook. One of the hooks is like halfway through, it's a segment of like 5 minutes where me and him just work out like CrossFit style, like, you know, battle ropes, then burpees, and then just like press ups, and then Max Evans comes in and he holds a plank competition.
That's
the hook.
But I don't feel like a plank competition would be that interesting to watch, because it's essentially zero movement for a period of minute.
Have you seen Max Evans do a plank competition?
No, I have not.
Well, I would highly recommend checking out that video. Maybe ask Fridge to show you. It's it's pretty interesting the way he performs it.
I mean, I think everything that Max Evans does is super fucking interesting.
Yeah.
I will definitely be on that. I'll find that.
He's
video.
Loose. He's loose.
Chloe, what's the concept for the show you guys are pitching? You and the fridge.
Me and the fridge. Actually, you know what? Him and our agent have written up about 5 show pitches, which they are currently genuinely pitching around. And I think I'm in one of them, but I actually haven't asked what it is. I kind of don't want to know what it is.
Well, did you see that Rob Shaw started an OnlyFans?
I did see that. Him and Camilla, signed up to it. But I don't really know what they're using it for, because I highly doubt they're going to become kind of... Grade A porn stars. Yeah.
I could see it.
I would definitely watch it if they did.
That would be my afternoon video. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You could watch it with your DP. Yeah, Deep Heat and OnlyFans.
Yeah, OnlyFans. Yeah.
OnlyFans. Yeah. I wouldn't say it. And I was like, is that OnlyFriends or OnlyFans?
Oh, no, OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Chloe, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in front of Hask and vice versa? You know, Archie embarrasses me the whole time, but I want to know from your point of view between you guys.
What? The first time I farted in front of James was in lockdown. And we've been together now 6 years. And the reason I don't fart in front of him is because I know he'll never, ever, ever, ever let it go. He will never let me live it down, which he hasn't. So that was pretty mortifying for me, but I try and keep all my really embarrassing, like, bodily functions as far away from him as humanly possible. The most embarrassing thing, I can't say what it is.
Oh, of course you can.
Absolutely mortified.
No, honestly, we're a rated R podcast.
I won't go into detail, but we had a very interesting, sexual encounter on one of our very first times that we slept together that did not bode very well for him, but I won't tell the story.
No, we'd like a tiny bit more detail than that, Chloe.
I'll tell him the story that I'm not telling you, and then if he feels comfortable enough, next time
do it in bullet points, like start to end.
I'll just text Hask now and just ask him. I mean, because we're like mates.
You should just I think he's actually driving back from Pennyhill currently, so if you call him, you'll probably get his hands free.
I do try and call him. He never picks up. I think he's just really busy at the moment. Really busy at the moment.
Chloe,
he's just busy.
We ask all our guests who come into the pod what their biggest regret and proudest achievement to date are, and you are no different being a superstar. So please let us know your biggest regret and your proudest achievement to date.
My biggest regret is marrying James, and my proudest achievement is coming on this podcast.
Oh, God. Chloe. That was beautiful.
That's actually, I've got a little tear in my eye.
Chloe, just before we let you go, all our guests who come onto the show, we do ask them to ask the hockey boys from Putney to fuck off back to Putney, who have now breached the gap to Clapham. So if you could look down the camera and say, my name's Chloe Madeley, could the Clapham hockey boys please fuck off to Putney? That would be amazing.
Okay. My name is Chloe Madeley, and could the Clapham hockey boys please fuck off back to Putney?
Yeah, Thank you, guys.
God, that was
no
wonderful.
No one wants your shit chat.
Last but not least,
what is the hockey chat?
Pardon?
What is the hockey chat like?
Yeah, no such thing. So dry. I mean, half of them work in like advertising. They've got skinny little chassis, don't even know their way around a kettlebell, and they drink fucking flavoured cider. I mean, fuck off, guys. Putney's for you, Clapham's first rugby boys. Don't come, you know, they have tiny little legs. They don't even know what a squat rack is. I mean, fuck off, guys. Yeah, they're little whippets. They say they're quick. I was like, yeah, you're quick, but until you come running into me, mate, I'll take your head off.
Yeah, you could put in like a big old tackle on one of those boys. Yeah. Let's do rugby, a high school pocock kind of showdown would work between you and one of the hockey lads.
Chloe, do you have anything in the pipeline which we can quickly tell our listeners to look out for?
Yeah, I have my fourth book is coming out on December 31st. And James and I are obviously doing couples quarantine. Oh, and I'm the new sex columnist for Fabulous magazine.
Oh, my God.
That should be interesting.
Weirdly, I read that.
I don't know what they're thinking.
I read that. Yeah, because it gives me insight to girls. So, yeah.
You don't strike me as a sun reader.
A sun reader. I'm more of a Daily Mail reader. I love the Daily Mail. It's a brilliant, brilliant paper. And if you want great news written in a fantastic way, I just recommend the Daily Mail.
Unbiased news.
Yeah, totally unbiased, and like just really breathes positive life into humanity.
Yeah, it really
does. I love
does.
The Mail.
And I've always
so well balanced.
You know the best thing about Daily Mail. I was saying this to a friend the other day. I've always wondered what Michelle McManus is doing. And the other day, there she was. She was in a store buying sweets. And I never knew that. And I think that's the best thing about the Daily Mail. They're bringing us, you know, news that we want to know.
No, I completely agree. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating read. It's always 100% accurate, fair, balanced. And they have a great sense of humor as well.
They got my sense of humor. That's why.
Chloe, you've been absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much,
Chloe,
for giving up some time to come
so
on the podcast.
Chloe, thank you so much. We honestly really appreciate it.
Chloe, thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Good luck with everything.
Bye-bye.
Send the best to Hask. Bye-bye. Bye. She is.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she beautiful?
Archie, oh, coming back, man, a message.
She,
mate,
is like, fair play to the fridge.
Yeah, he's done really well there.
Yeah, she's he, just, you know, you always knew he was going to be successful whatever he did. He is very much like me. Well, I can only wish I married someone like her.
Are you a daytime operator like the fridge?
Like I said in the podcast, yeah, I love a little daytime shift.
But I mean, when was the last time you were with a lady?
I'm with ladies on a regular basis. Don't you worry about that, mate.
I was a tiny bit worried. But no, okay.
You should see my inbox on LinkedIn. It's on fire.
Okay, well, I thought she was absolutely fantastic. It'd be great if we could get both of them on together maybe one day.
Yeah, that will probably happen. I imagine I'll be going on couples quarantine pretty soon.
But with who?
Well, I'll be telling them about single life, the benefits of that.
Oh, right, okay. Well, the whole concept's about couples coming on.
No, Freddie, trust me. They'll want me on there. Welcome to the business news with Archie Cousins, sponsored by Suns. Cut.
Well, Archie, that was a sort of Partridge-esque jingle to bring us about to the business section, but very enjoyable, I must
this
say.
This has to be my favourite part of the podcast.
Well, the business section.
Yeah, because I just think, you know, I'm passing on, you know, valuable information that will help people progress in their career.
Yeah, well,
I think the people that listen to this podcast on a regular basis will notice that they have probably been promoted at work.
Yeah.
Or got an increase in salary.
Or lost a lot of money investing in Biltong. One of the three.
No. Biltong is a safe thing to invest in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the business section is brought to us once again.
It's like wine. Wine and Biltong. Okay. But I would go for Biltong is the real where the money
slightly
is.
More attractive.
It's like gold.
So Archie, you'll be pleased to know that the business section is once more brought to us by the incredible guys from Suns. Now Suns, for those who don't know, is a men's health brand that's helping guys with one of the key health issues they don't often talk about, which is how to keep their hair. They do this by offering free online consultations and assessments with GPs, provide a range of licensed and medically proven products for preventing and treating hair loss, and they deliver results in over 9 out of 10 men, incredible ratios. They do this via a monthly or 3-month subscription box delivered directly to your door. It's reasonably priced, no contracts or hidden charges, and results can be seen from 3 months in. So basically what we're saying to you, without the jargon, is if you order this and you're losing hair, within 3 months, you will regain some of that hair. 9 out of 10 it has results in. And you can take a consultation with the GP in less than 2 minutes and their pharmacy will deliver to you within a matter of days.
If you're listening to this, just remember, you know, what I said last week. Strong lid, strong chass, great chat, you make coin.
Yep, make equals more coin. I completely agree with you. And a lot of people have been taking us up on it. I mean, the problem is, be true to yourself.
Make your lid great again.
But be true to yourself. That's what I'd say. If you're thinning on top, you're losing your hair, it's never too late to regain it. Suns are miracle workers. They're the real magicians, Tim, anyway. You call yourself a magician, Archie. These guys are the magician. And guess what? We're giving you £20 off your first order just to make everything that bit easier. So go on. Go to suns.co.uk, use the code RIGBIZ20, and you'll get £20 off your first order. And on top of that, you will sort out your lid. All your dreams will come true. That's all I can say. I'm quite passionate about it.
Three adverts in one podcast. Cash, 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 cash.
So, Archie, you asked the people, the hundreds of thousands of listeners, to send in their ideas to better the AC limited output and to come up with new ideas.
Yeah.
And I've got the top three, which I'll read out to you, and then you can tell me which one we want to choose to come on.
Okay, let me just get in the mode of, business, Archie. Okay, just give me 2 seconds. Touch. Pause. Engage. Go.
So we've got a guy called Henry Folds to kick us off.
Foldsy!
And he's come up with an idea.
Does it say what school?
Doesn't.
Has he got a profile picture?
It seems to be him. What's he doing there? He's sat with a trilby on and shorts on holiday. It looks like in the Mediterranean somewhere.
Okay, fair enough. Topless?
No, a striped shirt.
Okay.
Could be both.
Yeah, classy. Probably somewhere like Saint-Tropez.
Yeah, it looks like it, actually.
What's his chat?
He's come up with an idea, which is a tablet that when put into a pint of cider, instantly converts it to beer.
Yeah, that's pretty shit chat. No, next.
Okay. A portable...
That's just a ridiculous business idea.
Okay.
What he should have come up with was, you know, would be a really good idea, is a tablet you put into water that is like got paracetamol and all goodness and gets rid of a hangover. That's actually a really good idea. Can you write that down?
Yeah, that is actually quite a good idea. We got a guy called Harry Lawton. He's come up with signet rings.
Lawty. Naughty Lawty.
Naughty Lawty. He's wearing black tie in his profile picture.
Okay, yeah. Probably pretty successful, this guy. I imagine he's going to have a pretty good idea.
He's come up with an idea which is signet rings with where in Clapham you reside. CN for Clapham North, CC for Clapham Common, CS and CJ, maybe even COT.
That's not too bad, because I think that would work, and we could expand out of London, so we know, you know, if riffraff come into Clapham, we know where they're from.
And we could pair his with Charlie Newman's idea.
Newbie!
Which is a real...
Newbie! That's what I'd call him.
He says a real...
Newbie!
He says a real untapped market here, mate. Signet ring ski pass.
The signet ring is a really good idea. Potentially, that they're winning at the moment.
Okay. And the last one I've got for you is from Esme Duffy. It's a track and trace app to see if you've come into contact with anyone from a non-private school.
Duffers. Yeah. That is actually pretty interesting. Okay, let's get Duffers on next week. I'd like to hear, you know, a comprehensive business plan, you know, plans for the next 12 to 5 years. But potentially we could actually be investing in that product. The signet rings are great, but I like Duffus's idea.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 3 of The Rig Biz. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we have done. Archie is clapping
play, guys,
you all. Thank you.
Play, guys. That was match 3. I think we've played pretty well.
I agree.
Another win from us. And, you know, we wouldn't be doing it without all of you. Well, you guys, but we, you know, it is me pretty much driving this podcast.
I think we should...
I'm playing bloody well at the moment. No, that pre-season did me well. Yeah, I'm the vibrator of Banta.
Shall we give the listeners an update on what's happening with the single?
Yeah, guys, update on the single, Fred, is we have been in the studio, recorded it. We are now mixing it. I pumped a shitload of cash into this, and I'm going to just describe the single as beautiful. It really captures Christmas in its essence, and I'm bloody proud of it.
I completely agree with you.
I generally think we're going to number one. People better be ready to pre-order it, because we're going to raise some serious coinage.
Yeah, well, we've been
Restart Rugby.
We've been in the studio. It's been incredibly exciting. It's all come together quite wonderfully. We've got some amazing names lined up, but we won't give too much away at this point.
Yeah.
What we will give away, though, or what the listeners are going to be interested in, Halloween is nearly here. What are your plans? I'm guessing it's 300 Jared Butler, same old, same old.
I'm organising a fancy dress party on Clapham Common. Starts at 7:30, goes on way past midnight, but the beauty is no one will see it. It's pitch black. But it is fancy dress. And yes, I am pulling out the 300 outfit Jared Butler.
Is anyone else going? Or?
Yeah. Loads of people. I put out the invite. I did a big BCC email, and I've already had some good sort of feedback. So no, I've already had some good responses back.
Okay.
And yeah, it's gonna be cracking.
So it won't just be you. Nuve,
my friend Nuve is definitely coming. I'll call him Nuve just because his dad only earned his money the last 10 years, and his dad drives a white car.
Oh god, that is insulting. Well, I hope
good guy.
I hope you have a lot of fun. Is that this weekend? I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I bloody love Halloween, and you know what the best thing about it won't be the same this year, but I love getting up early and just going down Northcote Road and seeing the Walk of Shame and everyone just in fancy dress. It's absolutely spectacular.
That is amazing. Well, you may still see that.
A couple of years ago, I was just walking down, literally just in like my 300 kit. Just walk of shame.
Were people abusing you?
No. People were actually like quite impressed. It wasn't a walk of shame. I just stayed at my mate's house because we just got seriously on it.
Okay. Well, Archie, thank you so much for your time, as always.
He actually was really ill, and I stayed to look after him because I generally thought he was going to die. I made him do a beer funnel, which is pretty much a bottle of vodka, a half a bottle of brandy, and a scrumpy Jack.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Yeah, it was touch and go. I thought, it wasn't actually a great walk home because I could have killed him.
Fucking hell. Well, guys.
But the stories on Instagram were bloody funny because he was just like vomiting. At one point, he nearly choked, but and I captured it and then like put him on his side. It all rolled out, fortunately. But yeah, really, really. It was fun, but also dangerous, which is probably like the best bit of fun.
Right, okay, Jesus Christ. It's like when you boys go sort of swimming on your rugby tours.
Yeah, Rangers. But it was involved a shed load of alcohol. And to be fair, he wasn't much of a drinker. And I said to him, right, first of all, he wanted to have a few beers, have a chat. I was like, you're doing a beer funnel now. I brought it out, made him do it, and that he was a complete write-off.
Jesus Christ. Well, I hope it doesn't
The problem was he drank too much, and then he was so pissed. I couldn't really understand him.
Well, guys, please stay safe this Halloween and don't sort of follow in Archie's footsteps. But, guys, one thing...
I haven't seen that guy since.
Are you sure he made the night?
No, I should reach out to him and see if he's okay. But just write that down.
I will do. Guys, please don't follow in Archie's footsteps. Stay safe this weekend. Look out for the single. But more importantly, in the short term, we're giving you an opportunity to better your look, better your sort of manscaping grooming routine, as it were, and also regain your hair. We're trying to do all we can without charging you for a Triple H Triple BC course to make you more impressive and more successful. So please look in the box below this podcast and just get on. We're giving you free stuff away.
Just remember, guys, strong lid, strong shass, great chat. Make some bloody good coin.